Next, we have running spirits, and it says see also escape, which we've already covered, and they're pretty closely related here, almost the same, so we can look back, if you need to, look back at escape spirits for the sharp sword scriptures. And the definition here on running is to avoid, to get away from, or flee from reality. It's usually connected with guilt or fear of getting hurt or doubt concerning one's own ability to successfully complete a task, a fear of failure. So we've all probably experienced this to some degree. We want to run away from a situation for some of these reasons listed here. Rather than hit it head on and face the reality of a situation, we try to flee from reality. We want to run away from it and escape, whether it's by watching TV and not dealing with anybody, whether it's putting our head in the book and not wanting to interact or think about or deal with a situation, or it can be a variety of ways that we try to escape something. And it can be literally always on the go, always down the road to the next bar, to the next church, to the next whatever, next relationship. Can be a variety of ways that the Spirit gets somebody to run in their life. And God can anchor us down and get us to see these spirits and be steadfast with Him in this process. So zeal is a phase of spirit that can be helpful in fighting the spirit, to be able to make a decision, to be determined to go with God and not run, or if it's dealing with a work situation or a family situation, whatever it is, to make that decision and be determined to do it instead of run from it. And steadfastness, to anchor us down, to be have the stick-to-it-ness that it's going to take. Whatever it takes, God, to keep me here. I'm not going to let anything carry me out of here. I'm not going to let a team of horses drag me out of this ministry. I am going to stick with it. I can do this with your help. Might, which means to have this overall strength of our spiritual body, the guts to stand up to a spirit and face the situation and say, okay, if I don't have all that it takes to get it done, God, you can give it to me. You can give me the might that it's going to take overall to bring me through this. And boldness, which means to be frank, to be blunt, to flat-foot it, to help carry out whatever decision that's been made with the zeal. Dedication, to make a commitment, to stick with it, especially for the long haul. And assurance, to dissolve any doubts regarding our ability or being able to complete this task.